Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
All right, hope you're having a great Wisconsin weekend. Still a lot of summer left, fall. A lot of people say that's their favorite time of the year is coming up. Got to get that on the docket. Every week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, my co-host Julia Fellow and I speak to the travel secretary, Ann Sayers. This week it was Julia holding down the conversation. Here's a little bit of that.
She is simply the best. Our wonderful travel secretary, Ann Sayers, joins us on the Talk and Text line. Ann, thanks for joining us.
I'm so excited to be here today.
I know, and we're talking about hops and vines, one of my favorite things.
Hops and vines. We're going to have some fun here.
So we're going to talk about a heritage of grape growing at Wollersheim Winery in Dane County.
Yeah, you know, Wisconsin has a really rich winemaking heritage in Prairie du Sac, and it's at the Wollersheim Winery. Grape vines were originally planted here all the way back in the 1840s, which is just mind-blowing. And then it eventually stopped. But the Wollersheim family revived that legacy, planting new vines in the 1970s. So now today, visitors can savor Wollersheim's award-winning wines, vineyard views, and unique experiences. You could grab an outdoor table to soak in the sights of lovely hillside vines and ivy-covered buildings, or you can go on a guided walking tour for the full experience. You know, sample three wines, learn about the history, and visit the stunning stone wine cellar, or stick around to enjoy more craft flavors from their on-site distillery and the bistro.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
So pretty there.
Oh, that's amazing. So, and there's also sustainable brewed beer in central Wisconsin.
Yes, I love this. You can tour one of Wisconsin's most environmentally friendly breweries, and it's at Central Waters Brewing. It's located in Amherst. Central Waters is committed to brewing exceptional beers and being responsible stewards of the environment. So every beer is brewed with solar heated power and water. Many ingredients are sourced locally, and even the tasting room bar is made out of recycled materials.
Ooh, that's super cool.
I know, I love that thoughtful detail. And you can join one of the free tours. It's every Saturday. You can hear from passionate guides as they weave tidbits and tales into the tour. It includes a stop into the special barrel aging room and settle into the tap room. Afterwards, sample the year-round seasonal and reserve beers on tap at Central Waters.
Oh, that's awesome. And then there's vines and bees crafting complex flavors in Sheboygan County.
Sheboygan County, yeah. So you can make a weekend trip for flavorful sipping outside of, this is just outside the Northern Kettle Moraine State Forest, which is so cool in and of itself. Solu Estate crafts wine and mead from estate-grown products. Cascade-based business grows 14 varietals of grapes that are used in the winemaking process. And then honey harvested from on-site beehives goes into their award-winning mead.
Oh.
Solu is dedicated to creating a memorable experience for guests. Visit on Saturdays and Sundays for tastings, tractor rides, live entertainment, and more. Plus, you'll enjoy fantastic views of the countryside, and you may even get to meet the owner's dogs trotting around the property.
Oh, that's so fun. That's so fun. And there's also American brewing history in Grant County.
We cannot talk about wine and hops without talking about Potosi. You can visit the small community of Potosi to explore the legacy of Wisconsin and American brewing history. Potosi Brewing Company has a long legacy of crafting quality beer. They were actually established in 1852. They were once even distributed coast to coast. And then despite surviving Prohibition, they actually closed in 1972. The community rallied around the brewery, and like a phoenix, it's back. It has emerged. It's renewed and restored in 2008. Wow. And today, a trip to Potosi Brewing Company is full of history and flavor. I always have so much fun here. You can see artifacts and memorabilia of American brewing history at the National Brewing Museum. And this collection of rare bottles, glasses, trays, coasters, advertising materials, it's all located in the gorgeous historic brewery. And then, of course, you're going to want to sample some products so you can settle into their family-friendly brew pub. Raise a toast to the rotating selection of craft beers, including some taproom exclusive brews, and then savor some classic tavern appetizers and meals that incorporate the Potosi beers into them.
You know what I love about all of this? These are some that you may not have heard of. Off the beaten path, not in the Milwaukee area, but are a little bit further north and maybe in central Wisconsin. I think that you can see how great we are with our heritage of wine and hops all across our state.
Yeah, they're so special. They're just so unique to Wisconsin. You're only going to find these flavors in these places.
Yeah, some people come from around the world. It's incredible. Ann Sayers is our wonderful travel secretary. Ann, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
plan it up, get it going, get that fall bucket list checked off. Ishnala, by the way, I just read something on the Iconic Supper Club, also has some great weeks ahead, so maybe head to Mirror Lake. If you'd like more information on the show, it's WTMJ.com. More information on stuff in Wisconsin, TravelWisconsin.com. I'm John Merck here. I'll talk to you again next week on Experience Wisconsin.